Welcome back to the Big Sports Breakfast with TK and Loz. It's time now to talk AFL, and on the line we have Nick Hayes from the GWS Giants. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being on, mate. A good victory last week down there in Canberra against Fremantle.
Yeah, I think we've won 8 in a row at Canberra now, so we've got a nice little fortress down there, and all our Canberra fans come out and get a packed stadium, so we love going down there and have another good win against Fremantle.
And it's been a pretty good start to the year, sitting on top of the table, won 3 from 4.
Yeah, obviously that little game against Sydney was a big physical game that we just didn't get over the line, and pretty disappointed about that, but can't complain too much. We're sitting on top, I think, just by percentage, but looking to build on that in the next couple of weeks and hopefully get a few more wins.
And after the first 4 weeks of the competition compared to last year, Nick, how was the GWS Giants travelling compared to last year after 4 weeks?
Yeah, we've got a lot of different personnel, so not having Nathan Wilson, Zach Williams in the back line, and a lot of different changes throughout the team. It's a bit different to last year, but I think we're tracking pretty well. As I said, that game against Sydney, we did some things we didn't like it, but overall we're tracking pretty well this year, and hopefully we can keep those wins above and stay in that top four.
They've been terribly disappointing, St Kilda. I think much more was expected of them. Not that that's your concern. They actually gave you a bit of a touch-up last year, but that's a long time ago now.
Yeah, they did last year at Etihad, I believe, and their record isn't great in Melbourne. So we're looking to change that this year, and we know the heat's been on this week, but I'm sure that pressure game that they were serving out for last year, I think that's going to come out this week, and it's going to be a real tough game.
Yeah, it's a big job for you guys, the midfielders, because I think in that game, their midfielders completely dominated.
Yeah, they did. That fast track on Etihad, if you don't have that frontal pressure and that tackle pressure, if it's off by 10%, that ball's coming inside 50 pretty quick. So we need to be that tackle pressure, and that receive pressure has to be right up there, or else they're going to pierce through us, and they'll be hitting up their forwards pretty easy.
And Nick, every year, you know, teams always talk about they're fitter and they're faster and stronger. But is that the case with the GWS Giants this year? I've noticed you've won, you know, the second halves, and in particular the fourth quarter, every fourth quarter so far this year. You're finishing the game strongly.
Yeah, I think it's a bit of that, and I think a bit of our list as well. We've got a lot of high endurance runners. That Tom Scully, Lockie Whitfield, Josh Kelly, all those types, they're all very elite runners. And I think the second part of that is during the whole preseason, I think we had about 95% of players on track as well. So we've had a few injuries come in the practice matches and early in the rounds, but during that preseason, we had about 95% of players doing all the preseason. So I think that's really helped us run out games this year.
Nick, I hated watching that injury to Tom Scully. Is he gone for the year, or when will he be back?
So he broke his ankle. I think it was about a 10 to 12 week injury.
Right.
So I think we should be able to get him for the back end of the year, which is fortunate for us.
And
as well as Zach Williams, his Achilles, I think might be a sneaky as well to come back late in the year.
Okay.
So that's real positive for us to have those two elite players maybe come back into the team for us.
Yeah, and you don't want to get too many injuries. Of course, Josh Kelly continues to struggle with a groin injury, but it's good to see a couple of the older players back into the team. Brett Delidio and Ryan Griffin played his first game last week.
Yeah, as a club, we were pumped to see. Obviously, Brett Delidio, I think he played his best game for the club last week against Fremantle, and after all his injuries and what he's been through, the whole club was stoked to see him play some good footy. And as well as that, with Ryan Griffin, I didn't know, but when we were in the match committee, the match meeting not for the game, it was something like he hadn't played in like 370 days or something. So,
wow.
Something over a year. So to have him back and play a real good role on us, on Nathan Wilson, and kick a couple of goals, really this is the spirit of the team on that day.
Yeah. Rory Lobb didn't come up for this weekend, but Jeremy Cameron, he was limping last weekend and, you know, probably quite by his standards, but he still finished with 2 goals and 20 possessions. Is he okay?
Yeah, he's fine. He just got stood on a couple of weeks ago on his toe, so he's just been a big silk and limping around, but he's just got a bruised toe. So, he's a little bit sore, but he should be fine running around. He should have no dramas at all.
And, mate, just a final one from me. Your fitness levels at the club, all that pre-season hard work must be pretty good. I don't think you've lost a fourth quarter, or you tend to win your fourth quarter, so you storm home very well.
Yeah, I think that as well, a bit of maturity as well. In the past, those tight games, we might drop away and lose concentration as well as that fitness, but I think the maturity of the group now, and to be able to be like even at three-quarter time or up by two goals and just push away for the win shows a good sign of maturity for the club.
And you're not a Sydney boy, Nick, but how are you finding living up here and living in Sydney?
Yeah, I love it. It's been amazing. I've been here for 7 years now, I think, so it's gone really quick, but all settled down here. I've got my girlfriend up here as well, and yeah, I've got another 2 years on my contract, and really enjoying it. So it's a good lifestyle up here. I love the beach and that, and the beaches up here are amazing. So it's been a great experience.
Well, mate, once you experience Sydney, mate, you don't go back.
No. And Nick, thanks for your time this morning. Keep the winning form going with GWS. 3 from 4 so far. So that's a terrific start compared to St Kilda, who are 1-3 for the start of the year. So make sure you do the job on them.
Do our best.